Good morning. I'd like to welcome everybody back. Everybody's included in that. Today's topic is called the shul with the lights off. And I have two definitions really what that means, two reasons why I called it that. Simply, in the world today, we're quite busy, and especially logistics, last minute things, sometimes fall by the wayside, especially on Erev Shabbos, preparing for Shabbos. And you could have a shul, which all of a sudden, in the middle of davening, someone forgot to program the lights, and the lights go off. Everybody's there in shul, it's a big bar mitzvah, the lights are off. What do you do now?
What about the air conditioning?
I see somebody's hot. Right? Here in Florida, right, we have big issues. If the AC goes off, big problems. Boy, talk about people getting hot under the collar. Right? That gabbai who was ever in charge of the AC, the controls, that's it. Forget it. He's in trouble. And there's so many things that could potentially go wrong. And, okay, what do we do? The first thing, obviously, everyone should do is discuss it with the Rav. The Rav should be very much involved in the decision, making the decision of what to do in such a scenario. I didn't want to say that. Now for publication. So, a common idea, halachic idea, which is utilized, is the idea of amira or akum, of getting a guy, a Shabbos guy, to go and turn on the lights, turn on the AC, whatever fix you need, go for the guy. That's the go for the guy. This morning, I would like to understand better this whole concept, the qualifications, when you could use a guy for these type of things, specifically for a mitzvah, talk about mitzvah derabin. That's the topic which I'd like to deal with today. Now, obviously, we realize, we just read yesterday, one of the Aseres Adibros is Shmirah Shabbos. And what Hashem obligates us in Shabbos is not just to keep Shabbos, not do the 39 Malachas, which are obviously very, very chomer, but included in that are all the Yisurei Derabanan. So much so, there's even a Gra's in Yeridea, where we know there's a halacha that a person really has to be willing to give up all his money not to be over on one avera of a lo saseh. Right? For mitzvah saseh, the cap is one-fifth of one money. But not to be over a lav, it applies even to the extent of a person's money. What's interesting, the Gra says that's not only an isser daraisa. That's also inclusive of an Issur Darabanan. Even an Issur Darabanan has such stringency, we treat it on par in many ways with a Daraisa, and a person has to be really Moser Nefesh to keep even an Issur Darabanan. Now, Amiru La'akum is an Issur Darabanan, but as we just prefaced, Issur Darabanan are things which we have to give our life for. It's something that we have to be Moser Nefesh. Now, Rashi in Gemara Avodah Zarah, this background I didn't yet put on the sheets. This is just a background to the background. There's a Rashi in Avodah Zarah that says the reason why there's a problem with Amir La'akam telling a guy to do something is the Isra of Dabur Dover. It's included You can't prepare, you can't talk about things on Shabbos, not for Shabbos. It's included in Dabar Dover. There's a Rashi in Shabbos, it's Daf Kufnun Gimel Amud Aleph, that their Rashi says, the reason why Amir La'akam is a problem is because of Shlichus. When I ask a guy to do something on my behalf, it's as if he's my shliach. He's my messenger. He's acting on my behalf. And what he does is attributed to me. The Gemara talks about shlichus as a very powerful, you know, the power of attorney, the idea of a messenger. Shliach is a very hard word to give a good translation for. Because it's not a messenger. It's much more than a power of attorney. It's the Torah considers a person, if I have someone else act on my behalf, he becomes me. Shluchu shalom kamoso. We see that to the extent you can marry, you could get married through a shliach. When the shliach gives kedushin money, a ring to a lady, he's not married. You are. If he's your messenger, he's 100% you. So the idea of Amir al-Akam, according to Rashi in Shabbos, when I ask a guy to do something for me on Shabbos, it's as if I'm doing it. Now this is not on a Doraisa level, it's on a Dorabanan level. It's not mamish exactly as if you did it. You're not going to get skila. We're not going to stone you. But there still is an attribute. We attribute the action of the guy to you. So if I, not following the laws of Amir al-Akam, if I mistakenly ask a guy to do malacha for me on Shabbos, that's a chomer thing. That means the action the guy did is attributed back to me. Not simple.
Looks like the lights are staying on.
Yeah.
And the air conditioning.
Hold on. Shh. Don't make your conclusions just yet.
Enjoy
your coffee.
It's half gone.
Right. Now, for the record, I found Rabbi Chanan Wasserman, but really preceding him was Avnei Nezer. They say both of these ideas, the idea that Amir al-Akam is an issue of Dabar Dover, you can't speak like this to a guy. And secondly, the idea of Shlichus, that you can't act on your behalf, both of those ideas are true. We take both sides of that Chakira, and in fact, I'll show you soon, I believe in Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch brings both of those ideas. In Shin Zayin, in Hilchos Dabar Dover, it talks about Amir al-Akam over there. And in Reish Ayin Vav, where it's talking about getting benefit from a guy turning on a light for you, that also fits with this idea of Shlichus. You know, it's a big idea. If someone does something on your behalf on Shabbos, which is not allowed, not only obviously is there an Isser involved in doing that, but you're not allowed to derive benefit from that action. So if mistakenly, I utilized a guy to turn on a light when I was not supposed to. Besides whatever avera you have, there's also a kenas, din derabbanan, that one would not allow to derive benefit from that light being turned on. So ideally, if you realize that Amir al-Akam was utilized in the wrong way, the best thing would be to tell him, please turn it off. We'll talk about that in a moment. But those are the basics of Amir al-Akam. Amir al-Akam is something which has an issue of Dabar Dover. It's something which has an issue of Shlichus that's attributed back to you. It's something which you can't derive benefit from. And these are all factors that we have to know when we talk about the option of potentially utilizing Amir al-Akam. Two additional points before we get into the Heterin. I found one of these newer modern-day Svarim in Hilchos Shabbos. Orach HaShabbos brings a very nice, I would say, understanding of our generation. We, Baruch Hashem, today, we have so many kosher conveniences, whether it's going to a kosher hotel for Shabbos, a kosher cruise, Pesach hotels, Baruch Hashem, there are kosher assisted living facilities, nursing homes. There are so many institutions that operate in the Jewish world. Now, by definition, anytime you're doing something en masse, you're doing a big thing, that means the logistics involved in running it, especially on Shabbos, are quite hard. There's a lot to do. And all these institutions, all these businesses, is the better word, all employ goyim, Gentiles, on Shabbos. And many times, look, if something's not done, don't worry. We have a guy. He'll do it. And it's very important to know, you know, the mashkichim in the kitchen are watching the kitchen. Lav davka, the mashkichim are watching everything else that goes on Shabbos. Who is? Good question. And the food probably is kosher. But all the other things utilized for Shabbos, you know, we have goyim here. Okay. But you have to know how to utilize it. Not simple. Fact, furthermore, I saw Rav Wozner from Bnei Brak points out all these heterim that we have for Amir La'akam are heterim which are bidyevet. Is once you're stuck, it's something you can utilize. If you find yourself every week asking the guy to turn on the lights, he did something wrong. This is not something which should be a constant etter. It's something you rely on l'chachila. Amir la'akam is something which is a bidyevet. If you're stuck, if you're in a bind, then you can utilize it. But as a look, we're running a hotel, we're running a nursing home. This is what we use. That's not really what it was meant for. And definitely not on a consistent basis should we be utilizing such a thing. I think that's a good warning, good background. So I'd like to begin the potential sources for heterim of Amir La'akam. It's actually Gemara that I did here in Yeshiva on Dav Chesam Beis in Gittin. And this is a good hemshech to last week's share also. I didn't bring the Gemara itself inside. I started with the Tosas. Let me just quickly tell you about the Gemara. The Gemara talks about that you could buy land in Eretz Yisrael, the tremendous mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, Kovesh Eretz Yisrael, the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, a person's allowed to buy land from a Gentile, even on Shabbos, where you utilize the goy to write, to be involved, to write the shtar, to be involved in the kinyan of the land. I'm utilizing a guy to make a business transaction on Shabbos to buy land in Eretz Yisrael. And the Gemara says, a whopping chiddush, Mishum Yishuv Eretz Yisrael Ikiyu. Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, we'll see in a moment, might be unlike any other mitzvah, tremendous mitzvah. And for that, Gemara, Daf Chesam Abeis and Gittin, says you are allowed to utilize a guy in doing that. Pashas here, we're talking, even a guy doing Yisurei Daraisa. I am allowed to utilize a guy to bring about a sale of land in Eretz Yisrael. Now, Tosas over there, that's on top of your sheets. Tosas over there makes the following qualification. Gemara said, Afagav da Amir lo v'kachavim shvus, telling a guy to do something on Shabbos is an Issa de Rabbanon, Yishum Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, the Gozer Rabbanon. When it came to the tremendous mitzvah Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, they weren't Gozer. But Tosas qualifies, Avim Yishum Mitzvah Acheres, but for any other than 613 mitzvahs, Lo Ayinu Matir Amir Lo Akam V'Malacha Dar Raisa, for any other mitzvah in the Torah, we never would allow a guy to do something for us involving an Isser Daraisa. An Isser Daraisa is sacred. I cannot utilize Amir La'akam if the Isser he's going to do is an Isser Daraisa. That is what Tosas writes. He goes on to bring a proof from the Gemara in Erevin, talks about Nila on Shabbos for a young child, that where you spill the prepared water that you had to help the kid with the Nila, you wouldn't be allowed to just warm up new water, even though Nila is a big mitzvah. We would not do a flat out Issa D'Oraisa. You could maybe do an Ag of the Mother, something else. But that's what Tosfos writes in the beginning. If you look about 8 lines from the bottom, second word on the line, Umiyu Behilchus Gedolos. Tosfos quotes the Hilchus Gedolos, we commonly refer to as the Bahag. Umiyu Behilchus Gedolos Mashma. Dafilu isuri daraisa shari alide ovikachavim atzarach nila. The Bahag is mashma that you know what? Even in the Issa daraisa, I would allow us to utilize a guy to do. Even in Issa daraisa, atzarach. Here he's talking atzarach nila, but he says it doesn't stop by Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. The Bahag says explicitly, even for a mitzvah of Mila, I would allow a guy, I'll do Amir La'akum on an Isser D'Oraisa. Now Tosfos is arguing with this. Now really, this Machlokes, Tosfos on the one hand saying, no Isser D'Oraisa, could we utilize Amir Al-Akam? The one asterisk goes to Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, no other mitzvah. This Bahag Tosfos brings clearly says it applies to mitzvahs Mila also. Additionally, there is a Sefer Ha'Iter, which is another Rishon, brought in Iran in the Seches Be'ah, who says the Bahag's idea is not limited to the mitzvah of Mila, but really for any mitzvah. For any mitzvah, we would utilize Amir La'akum even by an Issa D'Oraisa. So you see a machlokes, get to you in a moment, a pretty wide-ranging machlokes. Tosfos, and we'll see in a moment, many, many of the Rishonim all take the position, no, you are not allowed to utilize Amir La'akum if it involves an Issa D'Oraisa. However, the Bahag, and expanded upon, or clarified by the Sefer Iter, they expanded to say, no, you are allowed to utilize Amir La'akum for an Issa D'Oraisa. Yes. Yes. Correct. Now, this is obviously a big deal. And there was especially, if you use the backdrop, the background of what we said before, that Amir La'akum, part of the issue is not just Habar Dover, but it's an idea of Shlichus. That when the guy does something, he's acting on your behalf. So we'll see. It's one thing to say, I could utilize Amir La'akum to do for me an Issa D'Rabbanan. But here, to utilize him to do an Issa D'Oraisa is a big deal. The Bahag's idea, the Iter's idea, is a big chiddush. We'll see in a moment. Most Rishonim are arguing. And even the Bahag, I believe, would acknowledge, of course, an Issa D'Oraisa is a much more common thing to do. Yes? I'm sorry? Josh, it's a very good point. The idea of a guy being your shliach is only a din d'rabbanan. You're right, it's a chumrah. And there is, in the actual normal hilchos shlichus, I can't have a guy be a kashrut woman for me, because there are certain requirements. He has to be more like you to really make him shluchos shel adam kamoso. Normally, you're right, we wouldn't utilize a guy to be your shliach. However, midrabbanan, they're choshish for the iser of Shabbos. Right, the Rambam uses the language, if we could totally utilize Amir Al-Aqam, people won't keep Shabbos. We'll all, what do they do in South Africa? We'll all have maids, live in maids. We'll have Goyim, you know, working for us all Shabbos. Freshly cooked food. So it's quite dangerous. Yes?
This machlokas Rishonim is only the Gabi, the Raisa Derabanan, by mitzvah. So they're not talking about by Rishus. Right, so.
Right, Rishus for sure would be a problem. Right.
Right, but I'm saying, would even the Baha'i call that by Rishus, that you would be able to...
No, only for a mitzvah. Right, very good qualification. Only for a mitzvah.
So the Kol Deos for a Rishus?
You can't.
Even Derabanan?
Yeah. So you're violating an Isser Derabanan. What's the reason? Amir La'akam is an Isser.
Right,
even the Shvus to Shvus.
How do you define Rishus? If you need some people, Onik Shabbos, covered Shabbos.
Okay, we will talk about
Rishus
that.
Rishus or is that a mitzvah?
Very good point. We'll talk about that. Yes?
Every example we've seen so far is a mitzvah's Aseh. Any differentiation between an Aseh or a Los Aseh?
At this point, I would say not. No difference between mitzvah's Aseh and mitzvah's Los Aseh. We're only talking about doing Amir La'akam for a mitzvah. But if there's no mitzvah involved, yes, the mitzvah Amir La'akam is aser, wouldn't be such a heter. Now, this idea, we'll get to these. Let me just give you one example right now to see the severity of this machlokas between the most Rishonim on one side and the Bahag and the Ether on the other side. One simple example. Electricity on Shabbos. Electricity on Shabbos is its own complicated topic, which we're not fully going to discuss over here. You know, suffice to say, years ago, Shlomo Zalman Auerbach wrote a multi-volume sefer just trying to understand electricity. And our great poskim were people who, you know, their heads might have been inside of Gemara, but they understood mechanics, engineering, how these things work quite well. And the idea of electricity has been something that for already over a century has been debated exactly the nature of it. I just read yesterday a tshuva from Moshe, written obviously over 30 years ago, where Moshe still was musuppet whether you fully call it the rice or the rabbana. Practically many people were all choshish that flicking on a switch is an isser daraisa. So therefore, realize this machlokas, whether I could utilize a mir la'akum by an isser daraisa, is so prevalent in 2018. Everything we utilize, it's only getting more and more, are controlled by electricity, digitally controlled, this and that, everything, many things. So therefore, this Bahag, this Sefer Iter, is something which comes into play. Yes?
Switching on a switch and what's done today may not be the same.
I was nervous you'd say that.
Your switches in your house that control your lights are the same today as they were 50 years ago.
But your lights are different.
No, lights are certainly different.
Right.
The LEDs are probably came out of the bottom. The issue with the switch is considered bone, and that's one story. But in electronic control panel, your lights may be a whole ballgame.
Might be what?
An electronic control panel doesn't have any switch.
Okay.
Switching things on and off today may be a whole different.
Okay. Right.
Working on sensors and that there's a whole different.
Okay. So again, I didn't want to touch this whole heated topic. But this idea of the Bahag, the Sefer Yitro versus Most Rishonim, is a big issue when he talks about Shabbos and the Yisuri Daraisa. Now, let's bring this la'alacha. The Shulchan Aruch, you have it in the bottom of your sheets. Simin Reish Ayin Vav in the Ramah over there. Yesh Omrim, Demoter Lomer Le'in Yehudi, Lahavik Loner, L'Suda Shabbos. There's a Yesh Omrim. Anytime you see the language Shulchan Aruch of Yesh Omrim, he's politely saying, this is Machlokas. There's one shita that says you're allowed to tell a guy to turn on a light, right? Those lights for sure are daraisa, right? To light a light for you. Lesuda Shabbos. Mishum desvirle the motor amirle in a Yehudi afilu b'malacha gemura b'makom mitzvah. It's motor to have a guy turn a light to light a candle for you on Shabbos for you to enjoy your Shabbos meal. You would not have your Shabbos meal in the dark, right? It seems like just for the mitzvah of Onik Shabbos. It would be mutter for you to tell a guy to turn on a light, to light a candle for you, because it's for the mitzvah of Shabbos. And if you look in the parentheses, who is the Ramah quoting? The Ran in Beya B'Shem HaEter. Shita that we already saw. Shall Pizeh Nogu Rabba Mahakal B'Dover Letzavzein Yehudi Live Neretz Tzarech Suda Beprat the Suda Schasna Omila Vein Moch B'Yada. So the Ramah writes, this is why Minhagim developed, that we would ask God to turn on lights for us, especially if there's lots of people there. It's a Bris Mila, it's a Sheva Brachos. And, you know, people do that. Ein Moch B'Yadam. Don't stop them. However, the Ramah writes, the Yesh LaHachmer B'Makom Shein Tzarech Gadol. One should be Machmer where it's not a big Tzarech. I have to see what that means. The Harov Poskim Chokin Al Svarazeh. Because most Poskim argue on this Svara. This idea of the Bahag, of the Eater, is basically a Das Yachid. All the other Rishonim say you do not permit Amir Wa'akum if it involves an Isra Daraisa. You want the guy to light a candle for you? I'm sorry. That is an Isra Daraisa. We don't do that. The Ramah brings the Yesh Omrim for a Tzarech, but the Ramah brings at the end Yesh LaHachmer if it's not a Tzarech Gadol. We're dealing with the Isra Daraisa. You want a guy to do for you an Isra Daraisa? Most poskim argue. So that's what the Ramah writes. If you look down the Mishnah Berurah over here, Mishnah Berurah Chaf Dalet, Mishnah Berurah brings the following. Even though the Ramah seems to write that, look, you should be Machmer, except if it's a Tzarech Gadol. The Ramah already was talking about being Machmer. But the Ramah limited it. Look, if there's a big Tzarech, you have a big Sheva Brachos, lots of people by your house. From the language of the Ramah, it looks like you could be Mako. The Mishnah Berurah, the Chafetz Chaim, brings down the Shla Aser, even by Tzarech Gadol. Shekein Ra Nogim Bekilos Chashuvim, and he writes, we see in many Chashuva communities, She Yoshim Bechashecha B'motzei Shabbos, Afil Bechasna. They would sit in the darkness. Seems in those days they had weddings, Motzi Shabbos. They would sit in the darkness at a wedding, Motzi Shabbos. Acha Omer Karl Baruch, until it was after the Zman, they said Baruch. The Chayin Noleg Agon Rash, Keshal Yesodim Etzel Suda Shlishis, when he would have a meal and buy the Shla for Shal Shudas. Shal Shudas would be in the dark. Why would be in the dark? Because he wouldn't have a guy light a candle for Shabbos. I to Tzarech Gadol, the stomach of the Shla had a big Shal Shudas. A lot of people were there to hear the Shla's Divrei Torah. Nope. The Shla was very machmer, even for Tzarech Gadol, not to utilize Amir La'akum. Could be the Paschia or late.
The lighting of the candle seems more derisive, though, than the flicking of a switch. We're now getting to our...
Okay, that's what we talked about. Okay, don't want to go back to that. You're right. Could, you know, they are potentially different. But for the record, the post can do talk about being nervous about flicking on switches as a derisive, too. However, he writes, though, Uver prima gadim mitzvah l'hakel, l'hadik ha'idein yehudin motzi shavet tzorech mitzvah, akshu adayin bin ha'shmashos, kol shekein erev Shabbos, a tzorech mitzvah, mutter. The Chafetz Chaim does bring the prima gadim, which argues on the shla, and is mekel. For the record, the research I've done is most poskim, and in fact, I'll show you another spot in the Mishnah Berurah, where they take the first opinion of the shla to be machmir. One second, no, the response might be different. But in general, for an Iser Daraisa, even with Tzarech Gadol, most poskim, if you ask, I believe most local Orthodox rabbis, for a Tzarech Gadol, they'll be a little nervous. Even, right, to utilize the sheet of the Bahad and the Eid of the Chavetz Chaim is bringing down a Shla, which absolutely forbade it. You have a big Tzarech? It's an Iser Daraisa. You're utilizing an Iser Daraisa. Not so pashut. They're not so pashut over here from the bringing down from the Shla. If you
Rabbi,
look,
Rabbi,
yes, one second.
We're talking about the guy with no involvement of the building. He's across the street, and you just grab him and come on in, go and do this and leave. As opposed to the guy's in the building and he's there. He's one of the persons in the building. He's not getting a direct benefit from it, but he happens to be on that side of the building. We need him over this side of the building.
So I'll show you. Yeah, okay.
Well, that'd be worse. He's a part
of. Yeah. Yeah. When we talk about, you know, it's an Isser. Till now we've been talking about Isser to tell a guy. For the record, it's an Isser to even be Meramis to a guy. Even to hint to a guy is an Isser. And it doesn't matter if he's on your payroll or not on your payroll. It could be on your payroll is even worse. Correct. And yes, you know, so far, not so simple to find the terem for this. I'll give you. Well, you have to listen to the end of the show. Now, I just want to show you the Mishnah Brura in Shin Zayin, Sif Katan Yutes. Shin Zayin is where he spoke about, it's Hilchos Davar Davar. He writes, Davar Sheinu Melacha V'Eino Aser Lasos, reading the Mechaber first on top. El Mishum Shvus. Okay. Motu Yisrael Omeinu Lasos B'Shabbos. So something which is only an Iser D'Rabbanan, we'll talk about that more in a moment, more in depth. But something which is only an Iser D'Rabbanan, there we would allow a guy to do it for us on Shabbos B'Makom Mitzvah. V'ushi Yemiksas Choli, Sarach David Sarach Harbe, O Mishum Mitzvah. So the Mishnah Brura summarizes El Mishum Shvus. Avo davar she'isur min haTorah, something which is asur min haTorah, asur dein Yehudi alfilu dvar mitzvah, is asur dein Yehudi even for a dvar mitzvah. He doesn't bring over there a tzad to be mekel. He just writes simply something which is an iser d'oraisa, no go. So again, this idea of the Chavetz Chaim bringing over here, so I'm ashamed the shla to be machmer. Sounds like something which everybody, for the most part, is taking. Now, going back to the first side. So far, the light seems red. Amir la'akam for an Iser D'Oraisa, most Rishonim say is Aser. Even the Baha'ag and the Eter, which are makel by an Iser D'Oraisa, the Rama already said we should be machmer against, except for a Tzarech Gadol. The Shla, the Mishnah Brura brings, says even for a Tzarech Gadol, one should not utilize. So that's pretty much a red light. However, you got to read the next Mishnah Brura. The Mishnah Brura in Chaf Hei does write, right, Rov Poskim, Paskin, not like the Baal Eter, not like the Bahag. Mishnah Brura and Chaf Beis on the first side of your sheets. Makom Makom. Mutar Lomar Lein Yehudi L'Sakin Aseir Shin Eskalko B'Shabbos. It's mutar to tell a guy to fix an Erev that was got messed up on Shabbos. K'dei Shol Yevol Rabim L'Dei Michshol. In order that the masses shouldn't come to problems, couldn't come to be Nichshol in carrying on Shabbos. Uchidayu bali iter lismoch olav lahatir shvus damira afil b'mlocha d'oraisa b'makol mitzvah d'rabim. It's quoting the Chaya Adam. The Chavetz Chaim brings down the Chaya Adam. Here's your first green light. If you have a situation which is a tzorich d'rabim, not just the mitzvah, not just Tzorech Gadol, we'll have to define it clearly, but the case he's bringing, the Erev breaks in the community. during Shabbos. Now, I see the faces already, right? Let's say the Erev breaks. There are issues if the Erev breaks in Shabbos. You can rely on Chazakah. People, you know, perhaps there's even an idea not even to tell people about. But the entire community is there in the park on Shabbos playing, and all of a sudden a lightning bolt comes, or a construction truck comes, and knocks down the Erev in front of 1,000 people. Now what? So,
stuck.
Right?
He's stuck in the park.
Yeah. It's insult. People, what are people going to do? You're right, it's the other side of the bridge. Little kids. That's a big tsuris.
You get the way to sell the truck.
Oh. So, Chavetz Chaim is bringing, even though it involves a malacha on Isser Daraisa, Letzorech Gadol, Letzorech to relieve the Rabin potentially being over in Averos, one could utilize the Baal Eter, the Bahag, and do Amir La'akam on Isser Daraisa. That's your first green light. Have to be careful. But, you know, we have some Chashav Rabbanim over here. You know, this is the type of share. You know, Rabbanim had these shilas right and left. These things come up quite a bit. Yes?
I see this as a tremendous stretch because if a guy comes and turns on the light for you, you can offer for him to stay and he can use the light. But here, there's absolutely no use for the guy because he doesn't need the Erev.
Good point. Yeah. But really, when we talk about Amir al-Akam, it's really irrelevant. We're not talking about it in terms of the fact of the guy benefiting or not. Which is, either way, Pashpat he's doing on our behalf. So that's what we have here. Now, so this is one heter. Okay, so we got a green light right over here. For the record, the Shalosh Chu is known to be Huda, despite the fact he knew of this heter from the Chayaldim. Talked about it. But think about, so it sounds like, look, as long as you involve the masses, it's something involves many, many people. Okay, maybe we could do it. What would you say the lights go out on Ni'il on Yom Kippur? Pretty important time, no? So could we utilize Amir al-Akam to light candles, put the lights back on? So Zuck to know to be Yehuda, not so Pashut. I don't think you could. What? Isn't that the Tzarech of Rabin? He wasn't ready to do that. So again, there's a green light here, but a lot of people are stuck at red lights. Oh, so there are people that try to say chalukim between the two. You're right. There might be a difference. Very good point. The Or Chashava says that svara. That there might be a difference between where the Rabbim already being nichshol versus here, even though it's a bit the other case, where the light's already off, but okay, but you know, I don't know. You know, you're giving sort of l'chachila now people to turn on the lights so they could use it. Not the same. Maybe there is a difference between an iser lav versus for you to be mekayim, so mitzvah saseh. Good point.
But we have the all-important yellow light.
Oh, we'll see if we find one. Now, Rav Moshe has a few tshuvas on this. So one of them I didn't find yet, but my friend Rabbi Blezer, I spoke about it last night, that Rav Moshe, there's one I found in Aruch Chaim, Chiel Gimel, Siman Mem Beis, right? That Rav Moshe does allow Amir La'akum for Tefillah B'tzibur. And therefore, if the AC goes off, the lights go off, happened to be in New York, and the heat goes off in the middle of 9-degree winter. So you would be allowed to utilize for tefillah b'tzibur, Rav Moshe would allow, the way he qualifies it, is where some people would even leave the shul because of it, then one would be allowed to turn it on. For the record, we had a case here in Yeshiva a few weeks ago, where it happened to be his bar mitzvah, it was a big crowd, and there was something, the AC was set, but not so cold. So somebody went and had the guy lower the AC. One of the Rosh Yeshivas noticed what was going on. I'm not sure who passed in the first half of the Shaila, but he asked him to switch it back. Because it's tricky, right? If like we mentioned that before, if you're not supposed to be using Amir al-Akam, then you would be also ready to gain benefit from it. And the question of whether the AC is set 1 degree down or not may not really make for a difference of how what degree of motion is tshuva talks about a case where people are going to leave the shul. Where people are going to be in the shul, just the degree of how comfortable it is, you're playing around with tricky things, not so poshut. So
the AC was on, but it was just set too high.
It was set, right, set too high, it was getting hot, a big crowd, wants to be adjusted. It's not so simple.
How could the Rosh Hashiva make the goy put back if the mirror was on?
Oh, so we'll talk about this.
But you just said, the
things.
The big nipshaw.
Right.
The yellow light.
Yeah. Now, I'll tell you an interesting thing I saw from Rav Avi Yosef. Beautiful idea. Right? We're talking about turning on the lights for shul so people could daven. You know what? Nowadays, Baruch Hashem, lots of people here went to yeshiva and learned how to daven. They daven many times, especially the speed sometimes you see at minyanim. People are saying, you have to feel it by heart. So why should he turn on the lights for people to daven, if it's something, let's say it's a common tefillah, that people could say by heart, Zok to Rav Avi Yosef, but that's not the way to daven. The way to the daven, what's the lashon from Megillas Esther? Daber melech b'balam ha-sefer. You come to the king, you're supposed to come with a sefer. And you're supposed to daven with a sitter. Therefore, Rav Avi says, don't say you should be in the dark and daven by heart. The way to daven with the sitter. We just had in the community here a couple weeks ago, Shapiro brought with Moshe Meir Weiss, Talmud of Moshe Feinstein. It's been on. Told over a fascinating story about Rav Shaf. Rav Shaf was very into, when people came to him, you know, some of you in my audience might have heard it, it's such a beautiful story, that Rav Shaf was very into, if you asked him for a segula, you need a schus, especially for Parnasa, he would tell you bench from a bench. Very into it. Anyway, one Talmud of his that came from advice, he told him to bench from a bencher. Well, a while later, he ran into Rav Shach of B'nai Brak. Shach asked him, how's the business? He says, pretty good. Pretty good. He says, are you benching from a bencher? Yeah, most of the time. Most of the time, when don't you? I was traveling and, you know, nobody had a bencher. He said, okay, so what did you do? I benched by heart. So Shach says, I don't understand you. If you knew it by heart, why didn't you just first write it down? Can you imagine that? So Shach was expecting him to write over the entire benching by heart so that he'd be able to say from a sefer. You see, the Rav Shach and Rav Avi were good friends. There's no option of davening by heart with the lights out. We'll be involved with Amir al-Akam to turn on those lights so you could daven like a mensch holding a sitter.
Nobody said it was Shabbos, then you have no mensch.
Yeah. Huh?
Nobody said it was Shabbos, you had no mensch.
Yeah.
therefore, he'll kind
of. Some of these guys could write part of benching, I'm telling you.
Therefore, kind of, unlike Ramosha, that even if it's not people walking out are uncomfortable, the mice, you just don't do it that way. So the Tzara Tzibor automatically would say, I should be able to do it.
Yeah. I'm nervous for that whole case, but yeah. What about, so far we're talking about davening in a shul, Tzorech Rabim, or an Erev issue for the Rabim. What about Talmud Torah? Let's say the lights go out in the middle of Seder on Shabbos. There's no lights in the basement. Talmid and Yeshiva can't learn. Would you get a guy to turn in the lights so people can learn? For the record, if you look in the Mishabura on the back of your sheets, at the end of your test, he said, be usher, when we started reading there, be usher to tell a guy to do something for an Issa D'Raisa. Falkein, usher lomer in Yehudi, lahaduk ner, kedei lilmod l'spalo. For one individual to learn or to daven, it will not be allowed. for one individual's learning, and this emotion, the truth is also very clear, it has to be for the masses. What do you view a Beis Medrash full of people learning? By tefillah, it's a tefillah b'tzibur. It's something that we need a tzibur for. Right? In fact, they talk about if you're past any part of davening that needs a tzibur, you're just saying piyutim, one will not be allowed to turn the lights back on. It's only for something, a tefillah, that needs a tzibur. When people are learning the Beis Medrash together, one could view that as perhaps hundreds of yechidim learning. And for many poskim, therefore say, in fact, including amongst them, Rav Moshe, that one can't turn on the lights for people to learn. Beis Medrash, the lights go out, I have to figure out a way, but you can't turn it on. And you know, I'm a little upset. I have to send them a letter. Dirshu usually does a very good job summarizing things. You know, Dirshu is a wonderful organization that produced a Mishnah Berurah, which is malakit, gathers together a lot of the modern day svarim and posts the times of the Mishnah Berurah, puts them on the side. So they quote Rav Moshe Feinstein, but they misquote Rav Moshe Feinstein. If you look in the back on your sheets, he talks about Tzarech Tfilo Kriyas HaTorah Tzibur. So that's what I quoted before from that Rav Moshe in Simen Mem Beis of Chelek Gimel. The end of the fifth line, V'chein Hiter Lahadakas Or Shekavu Beis HaMedrash Shalom Debo Barabim. He also mattered to put on the light for people to learn. It's not what it says over there. For the Rabbi Blazer found a tshuva which says beferish against this. And in the tshuva which they quote, he talks about tefillah and kriyas haTorah. That's in reference to davening. He's giving you an example of something, part of davening, which you need a tzibor for. So for tefillah b'tzibor, you want to daven Shemona Esrei. For kriyas haTorah, something you need the rabbim to do. That Rav Moshe in the tshuva writes, it's mutter. Rav Moshe in that tshuva never says a word about the lights going on in the base match for everybody to learn. It's an absolute misquote. Yes?
How do you define tzibur? Is it always, I mean, is it always something like a shul or a base mitzvah, or could it be your own home? You have a lot.
Very good question. Very good question. The Rav Moshe's definition of tzibur seems to be something that you dafka need a tzibur to do. So that's what we're giving an example. Kriyas HaTorah, I need a tzibur to do. Now, your home might be a tzibur too. Right? You have a minyan in your house. But it's something which you need the masses to be together to learn, to do it. Liban HaTorah, you might need a chavrusa. Do you need 500 people in the base manners to learn? I don't know. It wasn't always base managers and 500 people. People could still learn, you know, without 500 people there. Now, they bring down nowadays, there's a Sefer Aruch HaShabbos, brings that, there's a story in Lakewood where the lights in the base manager went out, and they say the Rabbi Aaron was mater to turn the lights on by day of God. Right? Even closures for the tzadav in the suri deraisa, we would utilize amir la'akum. That's brought down in the sefer, and you know perhaps, according to that version, why did Rabbi Aaron matter it? Because you know what, you do need a tzibur for limud haTorah too. Maybe not in the sense that you can't do it without it, but of course, when you have more people learning in the base medrash, that's machazik each other. There's a marshal in the Sechah Shabbos, Rosh Yeshiva used to quote. There's a certain chizik people get from other people being there. But it's a stretch. It's not the same thing as tefillah b'tzibur, kriyas haTorah. Those are things you dafka, the halacha says you need the rabbim there. You don't need the rabbim for learning. Well, the ma'aser of Aaron supposed to be was makel and likel. I tried clarifying this even further, but Rabbi Friedman from Chicago, the Posek of Chicago, gave a shiur here in Yeshiva right before the hurricane. And we were talking about this issue of utilizing a guy, Tzorech Rabin, turning on flashlights and stuff, different scenarios. And he happened to tell over a story, I'm pretty sure it's on tape. He said it over B'Shem Rabbi Zucker, who was a Talmud of Lakewood, and told over the story of Rabbi Aaron, quote unquote, getting a guy to turn on the lights. It was a little different than they found in print here. Once again, it's good to come to the share. So there, right, Freeman said the story was the following. A bachur in yeshiva told the guy to turn on the light because the lights went out, utilizing the shita of the Baal Yitar of the Bahad, the Tzorech Rabin. Reb Aaron then went and told the guy to turn it off. And then he told the guy to turn it back on with a shino.
Right. It'd be nice to post them later.
I'll get to that in a moment. That was the story. I heard it right here. My Freeman said, much, much different. We'll see that in a moment. That would only make it in Isser Darabanan. It's printed here in Svarim, that Rabbi Aaron and Matar, in Isser Daraisa, for Talmud Torah Darabanan. Right, Freeman's version of the story was not that. It's Isser Darabanan. Much different. Now, let's go to that. So far we've talked about Amir La'akam by an Issa D'Oraisa. We know it's a major machlokes, major red light. Most Rishonim, the Rambam, the Rosh, Tosfos, they all go Aser, 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 the Bahag, the Baal Yitar, Amater, the Shlaz Machmer, the Ramaz Machmer. Okay, but there are Heterim, the Mishnah himself brings. If it's a real Tzorech of Rabbim, then we would Mater in certain scenarios, obviously, consult your local rabbinic authority. There is a more easier heter once we talk on a Darabanan level. And that's what this halacha I started to read before, I read before in Shin Zayin. If it will be a shvus to shvus, you're asking a guy, which is Amir La'akam, to do an Issa Darabanan. Shvus to shvus, one Darabanan on top of another Darabanan, b'makom mitzvah, that is mutter. Now again, this is ideally something b'di'eved, and ideally something that we shouldn't utilize on a consistent basis. But shvus, the shvus, b'mako mitzvah, yes, that's something which we do rely on. That's not the machlokas b'hag and b'al iter. That's something we do. So once the iser is downgraded to an iser d'rabbanan, then you have much more leeway in utilizing a guy. Very clear halacha that emerges from this. An interesting discussion is what happens, the issue I brought up before. We know for a Jew, if a Jew would do something with a shinoi, it would only be an iser d'rabbanan. I remember, for example, in yeshiva years ago, there was an issue with the air conditioner in Eretz Yisrael, and surprisingly, there were no goyim around. And I remember this Yom Nerayim, there was an issue, and they ended up with some problem, different things, doing Shnayim Sha'asim. I remember Luban and David Sheik going to the back and pulling out the plug there. Right? Now, that, once you do a Shinoi, you do it in a different normal way, so that's Issa D'Rabbanan by a Jew. Let's say I ask a guy to do something with a shinoi. So it's very interesting. It's a major machlokes. Is there such a thing as a guy doing something with a shinoi or not? Perhaps a shinoi doing something in a weird way is a specific heter only given to Jewish people. Right? A guy, everything he does is with his left hand. Backwards. I don't know. A shinoi is a complicated halachic idea. Someone who can perform a malacha could do things. Right? There's no malacha machshavas by God. Exactly. In other words, Jews are capable of doing complex halachic ideas on the right level. And if you do it in with a shinoi, so then it's downgraded by goy lav dafka. And the poskim debate this. There's a prima gadim has a suffix about it. The Mishnah Brura does seem, in a couple of spots, to allow a guy to do something as a shinoi would downgrade it to drabana. If a guy did an iser daraisa with a shinoi, it would be downgraded to a drabana. The Mishnah Brura is mas for that in a couple of spots. However, Rabbi Neumann Zetzal heard directly from Rav Moshe that Rav Moshe didn't hold of that. Rav Moshe held there's no such thing as a shinoi by a guy, and therefore it doesn't help. It doesn't downgrade it. From the story that we settled before, Rabbi Aaron did hold of it. Perhaps like the Mishnah Brura, that's why he told the guy to turn it back on with a shinoi. But that is another area not so simple, not clear, maybe more yellow light. You know, can you downgrade a daraisa by asking the guy to do with the shinoi? There might be room to be makel, and the shabrua might be mash for that for sure. But there are poskim that are nervous about that too. Let me just give you quickly two interesting cases I saw and end with a very fascinating story. I saw two poskim, both deal with similar type cases. I saw in the Mevajah Sfarim, they talk about, let's say the lock on the Aron Kodesh is broken on Shabbos. You can't get it open. Can you get a guy to break the lock, right? He'll take a jigsaw, I don't know, come in, smash it, right? Being the fact you're doing kilkel, you'd be makalkel, that wouldn't be an issur d'oraisa. So only be the rabbanon, say shush, shush, makom mitzvah, kriyas Torah, for sure, get a guy locked. I saw this in Karlel, it seems a lot of, you know, people get locked up in Israel a lot. They had the shaila the other way. Let's say a person's locked into his house, or the lock in the front of the shul is doesn't work. Same type of thing for tefillah b'tzibur, whether the Sefer Torah is locked out, you're locked out, they're mater these type of scenarios.
You just go to shul across the street.
Good question. Yeah, why can't you just go to the shul across the street? So one last case. This, I thank my dear friend Rabbi Pleasure, told me the story. In fact, today is Rav Belsky's second yahrzeit. So Rav Belsky, a tremendous posek, put the OU where it is today. Very involved with the OU kashrus together with Herschel Schechter. And Rav Belsky was once in a shul where this shul, you know, very into doing shal shudas in the dark. One Shabbos, the lights in the shul were on. So someone got a guy to shut off the light so they can do shal shudas in the dark. You know, it's all inspiring when someone says something over, you know, in the dark. This is what they always did. Always have shal shudas in the dark. So they got a guy to turn off the lights. So Rabbi Belsky's sitting there scratching his head. Right? The whole idea of the Bahag, the Eater, they talked about where the lights were off to get a guy to turn it on. So you could have shal shudas, the lights on. Why were people sitting in the dark? Because people are machmer against the Bahag, against the Sefer Eater, not to turn on the lights. Even, you know, Tzarech Rabba for shal shudas, people would say, look, I guess you could have shal shudas in the dark. So they're taking the Bahag and the Eater to go turn off the lights, to go and do that. I think this is a beautiful example of people of a shul. No. That's a good line. Gaisha cup. But I would say it's the Jews who are asking him to do it. This is a perfect example, I come full circle, of a shul in the dark with the lights off. You have to understand these halachas clearly, what they're about, because if you don't understand what it means to utilize Amir al-Akam, you could be turning off the lights instead of turning them back on. Thank you very much. Have a wonderful week.